good morning on a Monday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I think about the 23 years we've been here at WAMC and all the wonderful volunteers and listeners over the years that talk about how much this radio station means to them. And to that end, $169,571 now in that lockbox, all knocking down time off the on-air fund drive, which starts June 6th.
David, we have to make that $400,000. We did it the last time. We should be able to do it this time. I have no doubt that we are on the precipice of doing it. What we have found in the past is that as you get closer to the goal, things go quicker. And that's what we have to do now. It's just a matter of everybody doing everything that they can in order to get there. We have everything at stake. The radio station that everybody listens to, you've said it so well, and everybody plays part of, that's what it is. And let everybody do what they can, but let's do it now. Let's not miss the mark. WAMC.org.
From there to President Obama now in Vietnam, and we're hearing this morning that the U.S. is to fully lift Vietnam's arms ban. What do you make of that?
Well, this has more to do with China than anything else. The Chinese have been extraordinarily aggressive trying to take over and build islands in the middle of the ocean and to show their might and to build submarines and to do the kinds of things that a superpower has always done as it grows into mischief. We hope that that isn't the case. We don't want it to be the case. But the Vietnamese and the Chinese have had a historically difficult relationship. Even though when it came to the Vietnamese War, there was an assumption on the part of this country that all communists were the same. They are not. And there is an opening here, and I think that's what the president's trip is all about.
A new poll. Washington Post ABC News poll finds that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are in a virtual dead heat. It also finds, Alan, that 6 in 10 voters have negative impressions of both candidates.
Well, that we know. This is going to be a very interesting election, not who you're voting for, but who you're voting against. And Hillary Clinton is trying her best to come around as a person who people like, but she can't get there. Trump, of course, just keeps saying one thing after another that gets him into trouble. So when you get people in their 50s, 60s, 70 percentile of people who disapprove of them, that's historic. And it may mean that a lot of people won't vote. It may mean that third-party candidates get some extra votes. But in the end, there are philosophical things that have to be done here, and not the least of which is the idea that you know who, for example, Supreme Court judges are going to be. I know that Trump has named the conservative judges he wants to put on the court. Citizens United and other things like it have led a lot of people to say the court has to be changed. So let's just see what happens.
How much can this affect Trump? Key GOP donors still deeply resist Donald Trump's candidacy. A powerful array of Republican Party's largest financial backers remains deeply resistant to Donald Trump's presidential candidacy, forming a wall of opposition against a goal of $1 billion he wants to raise for the election.
Well, let's see. The man says that he has $10 billion. And he needs to raise $1 billion. Either he's lying about the $10 billion, or if he's telling the truth, he can afford to pay for it himself. The conservative element in this country doesn't trust him. They don't like him. They think he's a deal maker and he'll go wherever he has to. They don't like him on things like his stance on right for a woman to control her own body. They don't like her on a whole bunch of things. And that's where we are.
What about this, Alan? Hillary Clinton invoked her roles as mother and grandmother on Saturday to deliver an impassioned rebuttal to Donald Trump's contention that her push for stricter gun control would make families less safe, saying the presumptive Republican nominee would put more children, quote, at risk of violence and bigotry.
Once again, he's going towards his goal of cementing the right wing in his party. And yet, we know from numerous polls in the United States that there are people, many people, who just abhor the gun culture in the United States, and there are more of them than there are the people who are the gun people. Even though, certainly, when you look at the statistics, they are frightening in that there are at least one gun per person in the United States, and probably a lot more when you add up all of them. Now, I don't have one, so that means somebody's got three.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Lockbox, WAMC.org.
David, it is so important. Where else are you going to hear this stuff?